Okay, let's review Pesachim Daf Chaf Beis. We learned in the previous daf, according to Rabbi Avoh, any Isser expressed with the Lashon of Achila, whether it's Lo Yochal, Lo Socha, Lo Yechel, Lo Sochlu, includes an Isser Anah, and according to Chizkiah, only the term Lo Yechel includes an Isser Anah. So the Gemara points out that Rabbi Meir believes that Rabbi Avoh's opinion is based on the fact that the Torah specifically permits Hana'ah from a Nevela when it tells us that you can sell the Nevela, implying that absent a specific Heter in the Pasuk, it's generally assumed to be Asr to get Hana'ah from things that are Asr to eat. Rabbi Yehuda believes that Rabbi Avoh's opinion is based on the pasuk lekelv tashlicha noso, that you can feed nevela to a dog, implying like that other things in the Torah you're not allowed to feed to a dog because it's aser b'ana. Rav Meir thinks the kelv tashlich and also teaches not to get ana from chul shnishchu b'azara, non hegdish meat that was shechted in the azara. But Rav Yehuda thinks that the iser ana from chul shnishchu b'azara is only drabana and therefore cannot be the subject of this pasuk. The rest of our daf and much of the next daf is made up of several challenges. The first three against only Rabbi Avoh, next two against both Rabbi Avoh and Chizkiah. With regard to the Gid Anasha, the Torah says, Lo Yochlu, that yet the Mishnah allows us to give Gid of a Nevela as a gift to a guy, implying that it's Mutar Bana against Rabbi Avoh, who thinks all Yisrael Echidah are also Asa Bana. Gemara answers that if we assume Yesh Begin and Nosin Tam, the Gid has flavor, when the Torah permits the Hana of a Nevela, it even permits the Hana from its Gid. Rabbi Shimon, who holds Ein Begin and Nosin Tam, would argue on the Mishnah and hold that you cannot give a Gid even of a Nevela to a guy. Vahare Dam, second the Gemara asks, with regard to the blood, the Torah says Lo Sochal, and the Mishnah Yuma says that they would sell the blood of Karbanos that were already poured through the holes of the Mizbeach to gardeners as fertilizer, against Rabbi Avoh, thinks that all Yisrael Achila Rasabana. So Gemara answers that when the Torah says about Dam, Lo Sochalenu Ala Arz Tishpachenu Kamayim, it's compared to regular water that gets spilled, and not water poured on the Mizbeach or poured in front of the Zara. So it has to be only Dam that gets spilled, since regular water is mutar b'hana, so blood is also mutar b'hana'a in general. That's the limud that we have by dam. Now Chizkiah uses the comparison between water and blood to teach that only blood that's discarded can be makshir food to be mekabel tumah. But kachim blood, which is caught in a kli shares, is not makshir food to be mekabel tumah. So then the Gemara says, but wait a second, number three, v'arei ever menachai, with regard to the yisra of ever menachai, the Torah says, lo sochal, and the Braisa only forbids giving it to a guy on account of the isra of enabling another person to do an avera, but seemingly permits feeding it to your dog. This is against Rabbi Avoh, who holds that all Yisrael Echgila Rasabana. Gemara answers that the Torah links Ever Minachai to Dam. So just like Dam is Mutabana, Ever Minachai is also Mutabana. Chizkiah uses the link between Ever Minachai and Dam to teach that blood from a live animal is included in the Yisrael Karis of eating blood, because Chizkiah already knows that it's Mutabana. Fourth question, Vari Sharaniskal. With regard to a Sharaniskal, an ox that's supposed to be stoned because it killed a person, the Torah says Lo Yeyachel, and the Braisa uses a pasuk to teach that it's Aser Bana, implying that Lo Yeyachel alone, without an extra pasuk, would not teach an Isra'na against both Rabbi Avoh and Chizkiah. The Gemara answers that Lo Yeyachel includes an Isra'na on the flesh of the animal, and the special drash in the Braisa just teaches an Isra'na on its hide. In the context of figuring out how to darshan each phrase in the pasuk, the Gemara mentions that there's a machlokes tanaim whether we can make a drasha from the word es, and tells us that Shimon Amsuni and Nechemi Amsuni first thought that he has to give up on all the drashas from the word es because there's nothing that can be added to the pasuk of es Hashem Elokecha Tira. However, Rabbi Akiva taught es Hashem Elokecha Tira leRabbos Talmidei Chachamim. We learn from the word es in the pasuk to honor Talmidei Chachamim. Vahare Orla, question number five, with regard to fruit that grows on a tree in the first 3 years after it's planted, the Torah says, Lo Yeachel, and the Braisa uses a different pasuk to teach that it's also Aser Bana, clearly implying that the words Lo Yeachel alone would not teach an Isra'na against both Rabbi Avoh and Chizkiah. The Gemara answers that since the pasuk by Orla specifies Lachem, we may have assumed that it's Mutar Bana. That's why a separate pasuk is needed to teach that it's Aser Bana. The word Lachem is therefore used, according to the Tanakhama, to include fruits from a Natua L'Rabim, a tree planted for public use in the Yisra Arla, while Rabbi Yehuda uses it to exclude Natua L'Rabim from the Yisra Arla. Rabbi Yehuda's logic is that both Unatatem and Lachem imply Bein Liach to Bein L'Rabim, that Arla applies to both public and private trees. However, the principle of Ein Ribo Yach Ribo Elamayit, that a double inclusion teaches us to exclude a tree planted for the public from the Din of Arla.